But wait, there's more. Hi, everybody, it's Terry O'Reilly here, and we're happy to announce something we've never offered before. It's our But Wait, There's More subscriber package. If you're a fan of Under the Influence, you'll get more than ever before. You'll get more bonus episodes, like the live recording and audience Q&A we did recently at the Hot Docs Podcast Festival, exclusive for subscribers only. You'll get more podcasts with additional stories. You'll get early access, so you can listen to all of our new shows before anyone else. You'll get all of our episodes, including archives, ad-free. Tsk, tsk, I won't judge. You'll be invited to Ask Me Anything sit-down chats with yours truly. You'll get first dibs on tickets for live events. You'll get big discounts on Under the Influence merchandise. And that's only the beginning, all for a few bucks a month. Just go to our show page on Apple Podcasts and tap Try Free to start your free 7-day trial. Membership has its privileges. You should copyright that.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is an Apostrophe podcast production.
One night in 1934, Walt Disney summoned all his animators into an auditorium. For the next 4 hours, he told them the story of Snow White, her cruel stepmother, the evil queen, and the seven dwarfs. When he finished, the animators were entranced. Then Walt shocked them. He said they were going to make Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs into a feature-length motion picture. It had never been done before. The Disney studio was the leader in animated short films, but had never attempted a full-length 80-minute film. Meanwhile, Hollywood scoffed. They said Snow White was a costly mistake, that it would sink Disney. But the question remained, would an audience sit through an animated feature film? Even Walt's wife said nobody would pay a dime to see animated dwarfs for 80 minutes. But Walt Disney was visionary and determined. It was going to cost an enormous amount of money, in the middle of a crippling depression. Disney funneled all its financial resources into the film, and Walt even put up his own house as collateral. But partway through the expensive production, the studio was running out of money. They needed a huge bank loan. But would the bank finance a risky, full-length animated feature film? Walt Disney realized that, in order to secure a $250,000 loan, he would have to show the bank a half-finished movie. He didn't want to do it, but he knew he had no choice. He invited the vice president of the Bank of America over for a screening. Disney sat all alone with him in a theater, watching the partially finished movie and nervously explaining what was yet to come. As Disney later said, he was trying to sell the bank on a $250,000 worth of faith. When the lights came back up, the banker didn't show the slightest reaction to what he had seen. He walked out of the projection room into the sunshine and yawned. Disney's heart sank. Then the banker said, "Walt, that picture will make a pot full of money." With that, Disney got his wish, was able to finish the film, and history was made. 750 artists created 362,000 animation cells that comprised the groundbreaking film. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs would change Hollywood forever. When it debuted on December 21, 1937, the reaction was unprecedented. It got a standing ovation from a bowled over audience. It would go on to become one of the most profitable films of all time. When adjusted for inflation, it would gross over $1.7 billion. Walt Disney's gamble would forever establish him as a major force in Hollywood, and the world of animation would never be the same again. The magic of animation wasn't lost on the advertising industry either. Most early television commercials were done live, with talking heads describing products. But when television commercials began employing animated characters, a whole new world opened up. Animated commercials weren't just amusing. They became some of the most popular commercials on the tube. From Cap'n Crunch to Tony the Tiger, animated advertising mascots led to a lot of sales and a doozy of a lawsuit.
You're under the influence.
When motion pictures were first considered back in the early 19th century, an influential article was written in 1824. It said the retina could retain an image for 1/115th of a second after it was removed. Theoretically, that concept would allow a succession of still pictures to simulate motion. That article was written by Peter Marc Roget. You may know him from a book he wrote called Roget's Thesaurus. That principle would eventually lead to animation. It wasn't long after the debut of Snow White that the worlds of advertising and animation first crossed paths. Research suggests the first known animated commercial appeared in 1941. It was for a company called Botany Mills in New Jersey. It manufactured crinkle-proof wool ties. The commercial featured an animated botany lamb, which was the logo brought to life. In a typical commercial, the lamb would hang his wool tie on the wash line to show it was washable, only to see it fly off in a rainstorm and get trampled on. Lammy would eventually rescue the tie, which would look as good as new because, well, it was crinkle-proof. Then at the end, the lamb would look through a telescope and predict the next day's weather. In this case, rain. The commercials would air every night at 9 p.m. on NBC. The Botany Lamb commercials were produced by Douglas Lee. He was famous for being the first person to create dramatic, electrically lit advertising signs in Times Square. He was known as the Tungsten Tycoon. The Botany Lamb commercials were directed by Otto Mesmer, who was famous for the Felix the Cat cartoons.
Felix the Cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. Whenever he gets in a fix, he reaches into his bag of tricks.
Felix the Cat would also claim a little advertising history. It would become the first cartoon character ever licensed to an advertiser. First to a Los Angeles Chevrolet dealer, then to cigarettes. Another of the earliest examples of animation in advertising was a character called Reddy Kilowatt. It was created by the manager of the Alabama Power Company back in 1926. He was trying to come up with a way to allay the public's fears about electricity in the home. It's hard to imagine there was a time when people were afraid of electricity. But then again, it was so revolutionary, it must have seemed miraculous and frightening. The manager was watching a storm from a window one night when he saw a bolt of lightning go out in four directions. It looked like a stick figure. In that moment, Reddy Kilowatt was born. He was a friendly little character made out of five lightning bolts with a round smiling face and a light bulb for a nose. He was used to quell fears about electricity and to teach folks how power could change their lives. As the industry matured and the public became comfortable with electricity, Reddy Kilowatt transitioned into a customer educational tool. When it made the jump from print to television in 1947, Reddy Kilowatt was animated by none other than Walter Lantz, who had also created this lovable guy. Lantz brought Reddy Kilowatt to life and gave him a theme song.
I'm a real live wire and I never tire. Yes, sir, I'm a red hot shot. I can cook your meals, turn the factory wheels, cause I'm Reddy Kilowatt. When you toast your toast or you roast your roast, it is I who makes them hot. I'm in your TV set with every show you get, cause I'm Reddy Kilowatt.
Reddy Kilowatt was a pioneering commercial character created over 90 years ago. It was used by electrical companies worldwide and is still used today by Barbados Light and Power in the Caribbean. Not many people know that Walt Disney began his career illustrating ads in Kansas City. Using that knowledge, he went on to found the Disney Film Studio with his brother Roy. After the lean World War II years, the studio was in need of cash again. Producing animated commercials was the answer. Utilizing Disney's renowned animators, the studio created dozens of very profitable ads. Sometimes Disney would lend its established characters to commercials, like Peter Pan for Peter Pan Peanut Butter, or Jiminy Cricket for Nash Automobiles.
A dream is a wish your heart made. When you see a star, a Nash is a star of car made. It outshines all others by far.
Other times, Disney would create animated characters for brands, like Fresh Up Freddy for 7-Up.
Remember, folks, food, laughs, and 7-Up. Give every party a real laugh. Nothing odd like 7-Up, 7-Up.
Disney's advertising projects also provided work for Disney's roster of voice actors, like Sterling Holloway.
It's true, you know. Ask any little girl. When it comes to entertaining, there's nothing quite like Jell-O. It's so bright, so colorful. It's like something out of Wonderland.
But once Disney's bank accounts were topped up again, the studio stopped doing ads in the late 50s. Plus, Walt Disney didn't like being at the whim of overly demanding clients. I hear you, Walt. Back in 1961, Quaker was developing a new breakfast cereal. This new cereal had one defining characteristic. It stayed crunchy in milk longer than other cereals. So Quaker's advertising agency asked an animation studio to develop an animated character for their commercials. There was one stipulation. The character had to have the word crunch in its name. The animation studio was called J. Ward Productions. It was famous for producing many animated cartoon series, including this one.
A loop, a whirl, and a vertical climb, and once again, you'll know it's time for the adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle and friends.
J. Ward gave the serial assignment to one of his writers named Alan Burns. Burns created a seagoing character named Cap'n Crunch. Full name, Cap'n Horatio Magellan Crunch. Burns even penned a backstory. Cap'n Crunch was born on Crunch Island, located in a sea of milk. It was a magical place of talking trees, kooky creatures, and a fabled Mount Crunchmore made entirely of cereal. There was even a nemesis, a pirate named Jean Lafitte. The captain's mission was to sail the seven seas on his ship, the SS Guppy, and deliver his sweet cereal to the world. When Cap'n Crunch cereal was finally launched in 1963, the voice was supplied by voiceover artist extraordinaire, Dawes Butler.
This ought to fetch him. It's Cap'n Crunch, the cereal named after me. Cap'n Crunch, delightfully sweet, sugar sweet, and fun to munch because it keeps its crunch. So crisp, it never uncrunches, not even in milk.
Quaker poured 80% of its advertising budget into the Cap'n Crunch launch. The animated commercials, each with a new Cap'n Crunch adventure, firmly established the brand. The cereal has been on shelves and breakfast tables for nearly 60 years now. It has weathered stormy seas when nutritionists attacked it for its sugar content, and when cereal consumption dropped, Quaker positioned it as an all-day snack for adults. And when boomers think back to their childhood breakfasts, Cap'n Crunch seems to get the most mentions. By the way, Cap'n Crunch creator Alan Burns went on to create another character a few years later. Yep, the man who created Cap'n Horatio Magellan Crunch also created The Mary Tyler Moore Show. That little kitten meow at the end of the Mary Tyler Moore episodes reminds me of a big legal cat fight.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Back in 1952, Kellogg was developing a new pre-sweetened breakfast cereal called Frosted Flakes. Taking a cue from Disney, competitor Sugar Crisp had enjoyed success with its animated Sugar Bear commercials. So Kellogg told their advertising agency that they wanted animals too. According to the book Serializing America, the ad agency knew they had to overcome the parental bias to a sugar-coated kids' cereal. So they studied motivational research and discovered that juvenile facial traits, such as big eyes, broad foreheads, and small chins, made parents sigh and potentially could make them buy. So the ad agency sketched up some potential animal mascots, including Katie the kangaroo and Tony the tiger. Frosted Flakes boxes with those images were produced and put in grocery stores. The kangaroo boxes went unsold, but Tony the tiger, with big eyes and a broad forehead, flew off the shelves. Next, the ad agency hired an ex-Disney artist who had been the principal animator on Dumbo to bring Tony the Tiger to television. Tony also needed a voice. The ad agency had their eye on a man named Thurl Ravenscroft. He was part of a singing group called the Mellow Men.
50 fathoms deep. If I die, just let me lie at the bottom of the sea and sleep.
That would be Thurl. The ad agency created a fun tagline for Tony the Tiger, and Thurl's baritone nailed it.
They're great!
From that point on, Tony the Tiger became a TV staple for decades, appearing in both animated commercials and ads that mixed live action with animation.
First, put a tiger on your team with Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes. These big, crisp flakes of corn with a toasted-in sugar frosting have good food energy.
Meanwhile, across the street at a certain gas station, a tiger first appeared as a mascot for the Esso brand in, of all places, Norway, back in the early 1900s. It leapt across the ocean in 1959. Esso wanted to distinguish itself from other fuel companies. That's a tricky thing, because the public sees gasoline as a commodity, with only price or location determining sales. But Esso knew it had a powerful mascot in the tiger. Then, in 1964, a young ad writer at the McCann Erickson Advertising Agency coined a catchy slogan: put a tiger in your tank.
You know, some people have been coming into our Esso stations expecting to see a real live tiger. Well, of course, we can't guarantee that. But we can promise to put a tiger in your tank with our new high-energy Esso Extra gasoline.
The ad agency asked Bob Jones, a children's book illustrator, to create the new look for the tiger. He made the big cat look friendly, with a smile, but also muscular, to symbolize the power of Esso fuel. The Put a Tiger in Your Tank campaign was not only a huge advertising win, it also led to massive merchandising. Esso sold over 2.5 million fake tiger tails that could dangle from your rearview mirror or your gas cap. Time magazine proclaimed 1964 as the year of the tiger along Madison Avenue. The Esso mascot, which Esso referred to as the whimsical tiger, was used by Esso in 23 countries over 5 continents. When Esso changed its name to Exxon in 1972, it said, "We're changing our name, but not our stripes." I always wondered how Tony the Tiger and the Esso Tiger got along. Both animated tigers look so similar. It was almost as if the tiger worked for Kellogg's, but moonlighted for Esso. And they sometimes even popped up in the same commercial breaks. It appears they coexisted peacefully until 1996. That's when Kellogg brought a huge lawsuit against Exxon, claiming trademark infringement. It was a very interesting case. They had coexisted for so long because they operated in two different categories, Exxon's Tiger in fuel and Kellogg's Tony the Tiger in breakfast cereal. But in 1986, Exxon got into the service station convenience store business, then began branding those stores as Tiger Marts in 1993. The whimsical tiger imagery was used throughout those stores, and by 1996, Exxon had over 200 Tiger Marts. That's when Kellogg filed the lawsuit. Kellogg maintained that Exxon had moved into the food business, as the service station convenience store sold food. Therefore, there was trademark infringement. Kellogg demanded that Exxon stop using its cartoon tiger imagery and animated commercials and deliver all its tiger merchandise to Kellogg so it could be destroyed. The cereal company also demanded punitive damages. Exxon objected to the lawsuit, saying that if Kellogg had a problem with Exxon's cartoon tiger, it should have brought that up 30 years ago. Kellogg said it had sent a letter to Exxon in 1972 saying it objected to the whimsical tiger in Exxon's advertising. Exxon said that while it was in receipt of that letter, Kellogg didn't file any legal objections at that time. The fuel company made a further interesting point. It said that Kellogg knew Exxon was using its cartoon tiger imagery at its Tiger Marts as far back as 1993, because they could prove Kellogg's salespeople had been filling up with gas at Exxon service stations, and they were well aware of the branding. Yet, Kellogg didn't file their lawsuit until 1996. Therefore, Exxon stated the lawsuit should be thrown out because of Kellogg's unreasonable delay in asserting its objections. Exxon maintained that by waiting 3 years to put Exxon on notice, Kellogg had signaled its acquiescence or acceptance of Exxon's cartoon Tiger Mart imagery. And furthermore, that the delay had resulted in Exxon continuing to invest time and millions of dollars on its Tiger Mart branding. Not to mention the previous 30 years' worth of investment and goodwill. Kellogg defended its delay. It said it didn't feel threatened until 1996, when Exxon crossed a threshold in the number of convenience stores it had opened that sold food and beverages. It was a nasty catfight. At the end of the day, the court sided with Exxon. First and foremost, the court agreed that Kellogg did not file the objection in a timely manner. The unreasonable delay had signaled that Kellogg was actively consenting to Exxon's use of the cartoon tiger. Second, by not filing the motion years earlier, it prejudiced Exxon's case, as Exxon continued to invest in the cartoon tiger when it could have been halted years, if not decades, earlier. Third, although Exxon had moved into the convenience store business, the court recognized that Exxon was a retailer of food, not a manufacturer of food like Kellogg. Therefore, there would be no confusion in the minds of the public. Tony the Tiger was established as a cereal mascot, and the Exxon Tiger was established as a fuel mascot. They were not competitors in the same market. Case closed. Meow. There's a long and interesting history of animation in the advertising world. Witnessing the magic Walt Disney created, advertisers saw a way to tiptoe into viewers' hearts. Animation allowed brands to create perfect spokes characters that were cute and funny and memorable, and brands would own them outright. advertisers realized they could do things in animation they couldn't do with live action. And animated characters didn't die, didn't get ill, they didn't make huge salary demands, and they didn't get arrested. A lot of animated ads were staples of Saturday morning cartoons, tucked inside popular shows like Rocky and Bullwinkle. It was a full 360-degree experience. Kids watched Jay Ward's cartoons, then watched the animated ads he created inside those cartoons. Many talented people worked on animated commercials, from Walter Lantz to Walt Disney to Mary Tyler Moore creator Alan Burns. And while animated characters didn't give their owners any grief, it wasn't always smooth sailing. Kellogg and Exxon coexisted, delicately, for over 30 years, until Kellogg thought Exxon stepped on its tail. Then the fur started to fly. But that only proves the value of animation. It was worth fighting over in court. As a certain banker once said, animation can make pots of money when you're under the influence. I'm Terry O'Reilly. This episode was recorded in the Terrestream Mobile Recording Studio. Producer, Debbie O'Reilly. Sound engineer, Jeff Devine. Theme music by Ari Posner and Ian Lefevre. If you enjoyed this episode, you might also like Putting the Woo in Hollywood, Marketing the Movies, Season 8, Episode 8. You'll find it in our archives wherever you listen to podcasts. If you'd like to be the first to know the latest Under the Influence news, get insider peeks at upcoming episodes and events, subscribe to our newsletter at apostrophepodcasts.ca. See you next week.
Fun fact, when John Lennon heard Snow White sing, "Do you want to know a secret? Promise not to tell?" it inspired him to write, "Do you want to know a secret?" on the Beatles' debut album.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.